You are Locked On Raiders, your daily Oakland Raiders podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Just win.
The autumn wind is a pirate, blustering in from sea. With a rollicking song, he sweeps along, swaggering boisterously. His face is weather-beaten. He wears a hooded sash, with a silver hat about his head, and a bristling black mustache. He growls as he storms the country, a villain big and bold. And the trees all shake and quiver and quake as he robs them of their gold. The autumn wind is a raider, pillaging just for fun. He'll knock you round and upside down and laugh when he's conquered and won.
What up, Raider Nation? Welcome into another episode of the Locked On Raiders podcast on this Tuesday, January the 8th, 2019. Your boy Q here chilling with you as always on Twitter. You can find me at yourboyq254 again on Twitter at yourboyq254. Coming up in today's episode, got a lot of calls that I want to get to off that Locked On Raider podcast voicemail line, 707-654-4693. Got a lot of calls about a lot of different subjects. It is the Raiders offseason, so it's going to be very fast and furious. It's going to be very opinionated. A lot of things going on at during the offseason, and it should be very, very interesting. So one thing that I just wanted to point out before we get started on today's episode is that I like to run this podcast like I kind of do my radio show. I like to get the feedback from the audience. I like to get the feedback from Raider Nation. So that's why I respond on Twitter as much as possible. That's why I throw my Twitter out there as much as possible. And I also have the Locked On Raider podcast voicemail line at 707-654-4693. I think it's very important that we interact with each other. It's not just about my opinion. It's not just about your opinion, but it's about each other's opinion. And so I just really think that that's important. I think it's healthy. I think it's good, fun conversation. And, you know, it's just something to kind of get us through the offseason. And March 13th, when the new league year opens up, obviously there's going to be a lot of questions about what the Raiders should do. You know, if there's going to be any trades that they're going to be making, who they're going to be drafting in April. I mean, there's going to be a lot of questions coming up between now and then. So I think that having that Locked On Raider podcast voicemail line is a very effective way to communicate with each other and just kind of stay up to date on what's going on with the Raiders and share our opinions with each other. Now, something I didn't mention on Monday's episode is that the Raiders, they picked number 4 and number 24 overall. That's what we know for a fact right now in round one of the 2019 draft, number 4 and number 24 overall. Obviously, number 4 is the Raiders' pick. Number 24 is Chicago's pick, and Chicago got knocked out by the Eagles. We saw the double doink on Sunday night. It was pretty crazy, but so the Bears' season has come to a close. Their pick is number 24. Not going to lie, I thought the Cowboys were definitely going to go out of the playoffs before the Bears did, but either way, it doesn't really matter. Honestly, I thought the Raiders were going to be picking in the top 10, picking between 10 and 20, and picking between 20 and 32. Well, it didn't shake out that way. The Raiders pick at number 4. They also have number 24, and as soon as the Cowboys lose, then we'll know exactly when they'll pick, but it can't be any sooner than number 26. So just take that in mind, that they can't pick any sooner than 26. So at the very least, they could have 4, 24, and 26. We'll see what happens. If the Cowboys lose to the Rams this week or this weekend, then they'll have number 26 overall, I believe, if I'm doing the math correctly. Also, on Monday, Dwayne Haskins, quarterback from Ohio State. Obviously, he's been a conversation piece on this podcast for quite a while, since Raider Baconator out of Seattle actually dropped his name, saying that the Raiders should draft him at number 4 overall. He actually did declare for the 2019 NFL draft. It really is not a surprise, especially with the fact that the Oregon quarterback, Justin Herbert, decided to stay at school. Basically, Dwayne Haskins is QB1. He will be the first quarterback taken off the board in April. So it made all the sense of the world for him to go ahead and declare and skip his senior season. And obviously, it's going to add more fuel to the fire of what the Raiders will do at number 4 overall. And I'll tell you right now, and this is something that I want to make perfectly clear, I'm not advocating for Derek Carr to be traded because of one simple fact. The Raiders really don't need to be drafted a quarterback right now. They got way too many holes to fill. Think about all the holes that the Raiders have to fill. You really want to say, hey, we're going to use our number one pick on a quarterback when, well, the Raiders got defensive end, linebacker, safety, wide receiver, running back, offensive line. I mean, damn near everything is needed, and that's not necessarily in that order. I just think those are a lot more priorities than quarterback when you have a quarterback that's capable of doing what they're doing. So I know we're having these debates on the podcast about Derek Carr, about what the Raiders should do with them, about Dwayne Haskins, if they should draft him, but that's not because I'm endorsing trading him. I'm saying that the Raiders have a lot more holes to fill. I would love to see them get as much draft capital as possible with Mike Mayock now in the fold and get as many quality stud players as possible. The Raiders need some alpha dogs. Something I mentioned before what was it? When was it that I was saying that they need some alpha dogs? I don't remember. I think it was before Khalil Mack actually got traded when I first started this Locked On Raider podcast. But the Raiders need an alpha dog. Right now, they don't have alpha dogs on the squad. They have guys that have the potential to be an alpha dog, but they need someone that could go in and be an alpha dog immediately. Like Derwin James is an alpha dog for the Chargers, and I don't mean to continue to bring up his name. The Raiders need one of those dudes. A Roquan Smith type guy. They need one of those guys. They need an alpha dog, and they need one in a hurry. They need one bad. So I would love to see the Raiders get a little bit more draft capital and then be able to draft a couple more players, fill the holes. I'm not worried about the quarterback position. I told you already, 2019 is Derek Carr as far as I'm concerned. If he falls flat on his face, okay, then you can address it and move on from him. But if he doesn't, then roll the dice. And on that alpha dog, draft capital, Mike Mayock conversation, he was at Monday night's national championship game, Levi's Stadium. There's a lot of alpha dogs on that field. Alabama, they obviously got smoked by Clemson, but plenty of dogs on that field. He was taking in the sights, and Steve Levy from ESPN, he caught up with Mike Mayock, asked him about his relationship with John Gruden, also the process of finding the right players to draft. This is courtesy of ESPN, also Paul Gutierrez.
People are curious about the direction they will go with John Gruden. How do you foresee that relationship?
I've known John for 20 years. Okay, I've known his brother Jay. I grew up as a son of a coach just like he did. And when I took the Raider job, the cool thing was I had about 400 text messages, right? And as I'm going through them, most of them were football guys, coaches, scouts, assistant coaches, general managers, and almost all of them commented about the fit between John and I. Two football guys that do nothing but grind tape. I'm excited about the Oakland Raiders. We've got a head coach, we've got a quarterback, and I got three draft picks, and we're going to try and take advantage of that.
Mike, let's talk about this for a second, because you know what the perception is. You know what's out there. Everyone talks about the Gruden contract. He's running the show. How did those conversations go from what you can tell us, from what you can say publicly? You know, how much of this is you, how much of this is Gruden, how much of this partnership in terms of reporting to Mr. Davis?
I mean, it's an easy one. In all honesty, John's got final say if it ever comes to that, and I have zero problems with that. Now, having said that, I think we're going to come to a consensus, and I like a little yelling, a little screaming, a little fighting for what players you believe in, but at the end of the day, I guarantee you, John Gruden and I are going to know what a Raider looks like and smells like. I don't think we're going to have any issues.
How much work, I mean, to be working around the clock right now since day one or moment one of taking the job, what's that like? We know his work schedule.
This is the first time I got out of the building, I think, in a week, and I'm not even kidding you. It's been awesome. I've been a little overwhelmed with some of the non-football duties that go along with being a GM, and you got to kind of prioritize, get yourself back to the tape, because that's the reason I'm there in the first place.
So there was Mike Mayock right there Monday night at Levi's Stadium, the site of the national championship game. Wanted to let you hear that, wanted to let you get your thoughts on it. I know it's floating around social media a lot. It's on Twitter a lot, but a lot of you might not have Twitter. So I just wanted you to hear it and hear what Mike Mayock had to say. All right, coming up in segment number two, got some calls up that Locked On Raider podcast voicemail line that I got to get to, 707-654-4693. That's coming up next. Before I get into that, though, I want to tell you about my bookie. You know, ever since I started this podcast, people have always been asking me for advice. Usually it's the team to bet on for the week, and I really don't know. That's just the truth. I don't know who's going to win. If you think you know, though, you got to check out my bookie. Remember, who you're betting on is just as important as who you're betting with. That's why I always tell people to bet with my bookie. Trust me, they are the best bet this season. They've been in the business for years, have great reviews online, and their mobile site is very, very easy to use. You lay down some cash, and you'll win big today. I'm telling you, I'm urging you to make your way to MyBookie. You win, they pay. They have in-game, live betting, the most rewarding player perks in the business. And for your fantasy guys out there, and I know there's a ton of you, you can even bet the over-under on how many fantasy points a player will score each and every game. So join now. MyBookie will match your deposit dollar for dollar. Use the promo code LOCKEDON25 to activate the offer. Again, that's LOCKEDON25, all one word, all capitals. Visit MyBookie online today. That's MyBookie, and don't forget to use the promo code LOCKEDON25 when creating your account to claim the bonus. You play, you win, you get paid.
You are Locked On Raiders, your daily podcast on the Oakland Raiders, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Here we go, Raider Nation. Segment number two of the Locked On Raiders podcast on Tuesday, January 8th, 2019. I am your boy Q. You can always hit up that Locked On Raider podcast voicemail line at 707-654-4693. We're talking all things offseason right now for the Raiders, and we're going to get things kicked off with my man Logan from Pennsylvania. He's given his all-around thoughts on a variety of subjects, including Derek Carr, Dwayne Haskins, that debate, Antonio Brown, Le'Veon Bell, and also what he thinks of the hiring of Mike Mayock and what that means as far as how the Raiders want to build this team. Here's my man Logan from Pennsylvania.
Hey, Q. This is your boy Logan from Pennsylvania. Just calling in on a couple of things. I want to touch base on the Haskins draft pick at number 4. I don't really see us going that way, just from the way that Gruden and Mayock were both talking about Carr. I don't think either one of them really want to move on from him. I also don't think it really would have made too much sense to get rid of Mac if we were going to get rid of Carr. It would have made more sense then to trade Carr earlier and keep Khalil Mack. But you heard John Gruden time and time again reference that, you know, he's never really seen a team that had a franchise quarterback, but then also had, you know, a star defensive player or something like that making that $21 million or whatever. But yeah, I really don't see us going after Haskins. If anything, I see us trading back from the 4 spot and letting somebody else come up and get Haskins, much like we traded back last year for somebody to come up and get Rosen. And Mayock made it very clear, and so did Gruden, that we're open for business for trades. With the Antonio Brown, I don't see us going for Antonio Brown. It seems like we want to, you know, build this team with youth, so I don't really see us trading for Antonio Brown when we traded away a 24-year receiver. It doesn't really make sense to add a 30-year-old receiver when I don't really think, you know, we're going to be competing for the Super Bowl in the next, you know, 2 years or anything. So by the time I think that we're going to be legit contenders, I mean, Antonio Brown's going to be the age of Jordy Nelson is now, so it doesn't really make sense. I'd rather just draft. Yeah, there's a plethora of receivers. Like, there's probably like 10 receivers this year that are coming out that, you know, people are giving like grades for starting caliber wide receivers. So I'd rather just draft, you know, maybe one in the first round and then one somewhere like in the 3rd or 4th, a lot like Denver did last year, and then just let them, you know, get groomed and get ready for it. Maybe even like Antonio Brown's cousin, Marquise Brown, is coming out. But I don't really see us adding a guy like Antonio Brown, or like, I know you were talking about Le'Veon Bell. I don't really think we're going to add a lot of stars like that in free agency. You know, it seems like with us hiring Mike Mayock, our plan is to build through the draft and supplement through free agency. So I don't really see us adding like a Le'Veon Bell or like a Jadeveon Clowney or anything like that in free agency. If we're going to break the bank for somebody, I think it would be somebody like an Earl Thomas or something. But I think we definitely need to add a defensive end in free agency for sure. I just don't think it'll be Clowney. I know we've been connected with Frank Clark a lot from Seattle. But I mean, Chris Long is supposed to be a free agent. That would make a lot of sense. Dante Fowler Jr., those are some guys I could see. I think we need to add a receiver. You know, one name that sticks out to me is maybe Adam Humphries. I don't think he would break the bank. He'd be a nice little possession receiver for us. Because usually if you draft a receiver the rookie year, they really don't give you too much.
Great stuff right there from Logan in Pennsylvania. Now, a man who got a lot of things stirred up for us here on the Locked On Raider podcast, my man Raider Baconator in Seattle. He's calling to thank Raider Nation for responding to his Carr and Dwayne Haskins debate question. That's first and foremost. Also, he's talking very passionately on why the Raiders should not trade for Antonio Brown. Here's Raider Baconator.
Hey, what up, Q? This is Raider Baconator in Seattle. Just wanted to call and say thank you for airing my questions and my thoughts on the Dwayne Haskins debacle. I appreciate that a lot, and appreciate all the Raider Nation's responses that called in and listened to the podcast today. And just wanted to call in to get my thoughts on a subject that you were talking about is, should the Raiders go out and get Antonio Brown from the Pittsburgh Steelers? And I got about 3 reasons why they should not trade for Antonio Brown. He'll be 31 years old by the time the 2019 season starts. And if you acquire him, you have to pay him $22 million for the 2019 season alone. And if you keep him, he's set to make $59 million over 3 years. And if I'm the Raiders and I'm rebuilding, I'm John Gruden and I'm Mike Mayock, I don't go out and I don't trade a first round pick, because those first round picks, no matter where they are in the first round, are so valuable. I don't go out and trade a first round pick for a 31-year-old wide receiver who had no knock on Antonio Brown. He is one of the best, but I'm not paying Antonio Brown nearly $60 million over 3 years. One, because of his age, and two, because of his contract, and three, this draft is being held as one of the deepest for the wide receiver class in recent years. You have guys like Deebo Samuel. You have N'Keal Harry from Arizona State. You have DK Metcalf from Mississippi, A.J. Brown from Mississippi, Hakeem Butler from Iowa State, J.J. Arcega-Whiteside from Stanford, Kelvin Harmon from NCC. These are all guys that are projected to be first-round picks to early second-round picks. And also, one guy that I forgot, if the Raider Nation wants Antonio Brown, then they might as well wait to get Antonio Brown's cousin, who is Marquise Brown from Oklahoma, who's projected to be a first-round pick. So just wanted to see what everyone thought about that. Raider Baconator, out.
Great stuff from Raider Baconator. Definitely appreciate you. Thank you, Raider Nation, for chiming in on your question. Love the fact that you're willing to bring that question to the table and, you know, have people responded to you. So that's what this is for. Again, this platform is for not only me, but it's also for you. This is the Locked On Raider Podcast, 707-654-4693. Now, let me go to my man Josh in Colorado. He's talking about Derek Carr. He's talking about Dwayne Haskins. He also speaks on John Gruden, the head coach, and shares his thoughts on why Derek Carr is the franchise guy moving forward.
Q, great podcast. It's Josh in Colorado. Hey, man, just chiming in on the Derek Carr, Dwayne Haskins panicking over Gruden. I mean, it's been 1 year, you know. I mean, if we look objectively, we can see that this roster is terrible. You know, we had a 4-win season. It's a terrible roster. Why is everyone jumping ship already on Gruden when 12 months ago they thought it was the best hire in franchise history? You know, I mean, for Derek Carr, he threw the ball 555 times this year. He was sacked more than 50 times. If you look back in the history of the NFL, quarterbacks who have thrown that much and been sacked that much, not a single one of them completed as many passes as Derek Carr did. No quarterback in history has thrown the ball that much, been sacked that often, and gone for 4,000 yards and 68% completion percentage. That's what Derek Carr did with probably the worst weapons in the NFL, bottom five easily, and the worst offensive line in the NFL with all the injuries and the youth we've had. So let's give Derek Carr a year to see what he can do with a decent line and decent weapons. I'm telling you, I think next year DC is more around that 70% completion percentage, and he has a not necessarily Drew Brees, but Drew Brees-esque, where he's completing tons of passes and racking up the yards. The touchdowns will come like they did in 16. But I don't see why we're panicking on Derek Carr so soon.
Great stuff right there from my man Josh in Colorado. Now, another Josh. Josh in Walnut Creek. He's a first-time caller. He's not worried about Dwayne Haskins or the quarterback position at all. Instead, he has an idea if he was wearing the GM hat, what he would do. Thoughts on trading up? Here's Josh in Walnut Creek.
Thank you. This is Joshua from Walnut Creek. First time calling in. Hearing all this uproar about Dwayne Haskins, and the only reason Dwayne Haskins is even being talked about because the kid from Oregon decided to stay in school, so all of a sudden you got all these quarterback needy teams and fans wanting Dwayne Haskins to go in the top 10. I definitely don't think he's the answer at quarterback. If I was wearing the GM hat and I was Mike Mayock, I'm doing everything I can to go from number 4 to number 1, whether that means giving up our first second round pick or maybe even our last first round pick of the draft to move up 3 spots to grab an impact player like Bosa, make sure that we solve our number 1 issue, which clearly to me and anybody else that watched the Raiders, we had 13 sacks all year long. That was the second lowest stat since the Chiefs, I think, got 10 in 2008 or so. We had 13 sacks. The next lowest team in the league had 30. So all this talk about trading for a quarterback, drafting Dwayne Haskins, drafting a middle linebacker, drafting a safety, drafting a cornerback. We need an edge rusher. Trade some of that draft capital. Get up to pick number 1. Draft Bosa. And then you got a couple more picks at the end of round 1, early round 2, whatever one you give up. Then you go get your middle linebacker, and then you go get your deep threat, Hollywood Brown. You could probably get if you trade back into the second round, but you definitely do not go quarterback. Do not go. I'm so sick of hearing about Dwayne Haskins. All right, I'm out.
Great stuff, Josh. Definitely appreciate that. I'm glad you're a first-time caller. Please do not be a last-time caller. Make sure you hit up that Locked On Raider podcast as much as often as you want. It's all good. 707-654-4693. Speaking of hitting up the Locked On Raider podcast voicemail line, Victor in Cali, My man Victor's having fun with all the debates back and forth, loves hearing from new callers like Joshua and Walnut Creek, as well as an actual special guest request he has. There's someone special that he would like to hear from on this podcast. Very interesting call and request from my man Victor. Check it out.
Hey, Hugh. Victor from Cali. Hey, love the debate. It's the off season. We're all having fun going back and forth with Carr. Do we keep him, get rid of him, Antonio Brown, all that stuff. It's all good. Welcome to new callers. It's always good to hear new voices, even Masturbator Raider, the new guy. Good to hear people coming in. One person I really want to hear from, and I've hit you up on this on Twitter before, I want to hear Mama Q's take on Antonio Brown, Derek Carr, and who we should take in the first round in the draft. Love for her to call in and hear what Mama Q has to say, and maybe even share some baby Q stories with us. Love that. It's off season. Let's have some fun. That's it. Take care, Raider Nation. Bye.
There it is right there. Great stuff from Victor and Callie, actually calling Mama Q out. Mama Q knows her stuff, too. She's very opinionated. I wonder where I got that from. Anyway, yeah. But, yeah, calling Mama Q. Wants to hear her on the podcast talking about, you know, Derek Carr, her views on him, thoughts on Antonio Brown, Le'Veon Bell, just anything Raiders related. And he also said he wants to hear some little Q stories. Probably don't want to hear those. She'd probably call in and talk a mess about me. But it's all good. Mama Q, are you up to the challenge? Victor and Callie's calling you out, 707-654-4693. She probably won't call, but she'll probably send me a text and say that, boy, you're crazy, and that's all good. But it's funny, I will say real quick story about Mama Q. On Monday I was saying, and you probably could hear it right now in my voice as well, I was saying that, you know, I got a little bit of whatever from doing all this moving and shaking and going here and going there and going there. Kind of got like a little head cold or whatever. You know, everything's not 100% right. I swear, I don't know how long she was listening to the podcast on Monday, but she immediately texted me and was like, are you catching a cold? Like, it don't matter how old you get at all, right? Moms always know when you're catching a cold or you're not feeling well or something ain't right. Are you catching a cold? I said, yeah, a little something, but I got me some Theraflu. You know, I'm good. Got some Theraflu and got some Fisherman Friends cough drops. I'm good. All right, boy, you better take care of that. So, yeah, funny story right there about Mama Q. She always knows. So, Victor in Cali, Joshua in Walnut Creek, Josh in Colorado, Raider Baconator in Seattle, and Logan from Pennsylvania. Thanks for getting us kicked off in segment number two with these calls straight off the Locked On Raider podcast voicemail line. 707-654-4693 is the number. Coming up, got more calls in segment number three here on the Locked On Raiders podcast.
You are Locked On Raiders, your daily podcast on the Oakland Raiders, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team, every day.
All right, Raider Nation, here we go. Last segment of the day on this Tuesday, January 8th, 2019. This is the Locked On Raider Podcast. I'm your host, your boy Q, at your boy Q254 on Twitter. You can always get me again on Twitter, at your boy Q254. And I know I've given you the number 1,000 times, but again, the Locked On Raider Podcast voicemail line, 707-654-4693. Probably a number you should just have locked in your phone anyway. Why not? You got unlimited storage anyway. Just go ahead and lock it in. Why not? Anyway, let's get things going right now. Let's stop talking about phone numbers and where you put them at and if you store them or whatever is good stuff. Let's get going with my man Regan in Montana. He's calling to respond to questions that have been thrown out there to Raider Nation. He also shares his thoughts on the draft and what the Raiders could or should potentially do in the first round, at least with number 4 and number 24. He also lets us know that his birthday falls on a day that all of Raider Nation will be fired up about. Here's my man Regan.
What's going on, Q? This is Regan calling from Montana. Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Happy New Year to you and your family. Hope you guys had a great one. I just wanted to call and kind of respond to a few things that were posted to Raider Nation. One, I completely agree with Victor from Cali. I think that Derek Carr is good. I don't know if he's great, but he is good. We have a lot more needs than just to go and draft a new quarterback. Of course, pass rush and whatnot, but if we can fill the holes that we need to be filled, and Derek Carr still isn't performing to what I believe he should be able to, then we either A, need to draft a quarterback next year, or John Gruden needs to change his system to fit our quarterback a little bit better. Anyways, aside from that, looking towards the draft now, I think that Josh Allen is probably the best player in this draft. I truly do. I think he's the best defensive weapon. I could honestly see him being taken number 1 overall, and I really hope he doesn't, because if he's available at number 4, it would be foolish not to take him. He's an animal. I've said this before. I would have called in before a while ago. Josh Allen is definitely the answer to our problems on defense. He's kind of like a Swiss Army knife. He can do anything. He can rush the passer. He can get off the coverage. He can drop it. Excuse me. He can get off a block. He can drop back into coverage. He can stop the run. And most importantly, he can tackle and he can finish. I mean, the guy is just an absolute beast. He's absolutely amazing. So if he's available at number four, I hate to say it, I don't think he will be, but if somehow he is available, you have to take him. There's no question about it. You have to take the guy. But let's just say if he was taken before us, then we're going to have to take either Quinnen Williams or Cleveland Farrell. I know that we drafted two defensive tackles last year, but I don't think P.J. Hall is a long-term answer. I think he can be a rotation guy, but Mo Hurst and Quinnen Williams next to each other would be amazing. Just blowing up the interior and, collapsing the pocket. It would just be it would be tremendous. It would be a godsend to have both those two next to each other. Or the next best option, I think, is Cleveland Farrell. He's just a great pass rusher. He's a great D end. I don't know if anybody's been watching any Clemson games this year. I know I have, and my eyes have been on number 99 the entire time. And he's a solid option at number four. And then going back down to we're picking at four. We're picking at 24. We don't know what the third first round pick is going to be. But everyone is saying that, not everybody, but there's a lot of people saying that we should sign Antonio Brown. I don't think so. I think if his cousin, Marquise Hollywood Brown, is available at number 24, that's the Brown that we want. That's the long-term solution. He's quick. He's explosive. He's twitchy. He's kind of like Tyreek Hill. And that's kind of what the NFL talent is leaning towards nowadays. Just smaller wide receivers. Some smaller wide receivers, just really explosive. That's what we're lacking on our offense is explosiveness. And he is a very explosive player. I know that in the bowl game, the Orange Bowl, he really didn't have much of a game. But that's one game. Every player has bad games. So I think if he's available at number 24, I think we got to take him. If he's not, I think another option at wide receiver, DK Metcalf out of Ole Miss. He's good. He's definitely the opposite of Hollywood Brown. He's big and he's just a lot taller, just a complete different skill set, but nonetheless still two great wide receivers. That's all I had, guys, but it's the off season. We made it through 2018. Let's just hope and pray for a great 2019 season and draft day, April 25th, which is my birthday, so I'm hoping for a very nice birthday present, and I hope it's Josh Allen. All right, peace out, Raider Nation.
All right, good stuff right there from my man Regan in Montana, and his birthday falls on the draft. How important is that going to be? The draft in Nashville, 2019. I told you before, and I'll say it again, maybe the most important draft in Raiders history. I'm just throwing it out there. This may be the most important draft coming up in Raiders history. Not saying it's going to be, but it very well could be. So just something to think about, food for thought right there. It will be in Nashville, and your boy will definitely be in the house. Now let's keep this thing moving right now. Richard in Stockton, he's calling to give his final thoughts on Mike Mayock, the hiring of him as a GM without any front office experience, and why he feels a lot better about it now.
Hey, what's up, Q? This is Richard from Stockton. Just calling in. Just wanted to give my final thoughts there on the Mayock hire. You know, my biggest issue, everybody talked ad nauseum about is the lack of experience. But in light of the Ryan Grigson pairing with Mike Mayock, I believe that has those concerns have been answered. Mayock, just the biggest knock on him was that, he may be a pretty good talent evaluator for the draft, and he has a record that's been online for a long time. But, he admitted that his weakness would be the pro personnel side. And that's where the Ryan Grigson, having both experience as a general manager and a player, pro personnel director, is really it's going to do well for the Raiders. Because Grigson, before he was a GM, than the Colts, which, you know, was mostly had some, you know, mostly negative, especially after the 2012 draft. He worked his way up from a scout in the Philadelphia Eagles organization and was a part of a lot of good drafts there. And he also was 2010, 2011 was the pro personnel director. So he's earned his due. He's earned his keep in the NFL. He's been there. So, you know, overall, I like it, you know, because you got Gruden, who's obviously, you know, the main man. He's the king there in Oakland. He's going to make all the decisions. He's brought in Mayock. He's brought in Grigson. You know, so they got other voices in the room to kind of keep Gruden in check. And they got other voices now with Grigson on board that have the experience. So, overall, you know, great job by the Raiders this offseason. I was scared that they were, you know, the Mayock move was more of a media savvy, you know, scapegoat. You know, I hate to say puppet, but, you know, I felt like it was just a built-in excuse if it went wrong. But I feel like now with the Grigson hire, that concern can be put to bed. And I really like what they've done. Hi, man, you guys have a good week. Thank you. For everything you do too.
Good stuff right there from Richard in Stockton. Represent the 209 one time, my man. I'm not mad at you. New York Raider, 88. He's responding to Hakeem in Oakland's call that he heard on Monday's show. He also speaks on what he feels like the Raiders need to build this team, how they need to build it. Not really with certain players. He's not saying like certain names, but just what kind of guys the Raiders should be looking for. Here's my man, NY Raider, 88.
Yo, Q, what's up, man? This is NY Raider, 88, man. I was listening to Monday's podcast and listening to Hakeem's take on Derek Carr, moving on from Derek Carr. And it's like, do we really want to go through another season like this again? Because that's what's going to happen. You know, for a young quarterback to come in and learn the system all over again, with a whole new group of players again, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. There's no way this kid Haskins is going to be better than Carr coming in to come in and take this offense by the horns. It takes time. And I think we got to give Carr this upcoming season, to prove himself. Now, if he don't, then we could revisit that question of, do we got to move on from Carr? But let's give Carr another chance, because this is only going to be his second time in a same system since he's been with us. So, and everybody saw what he did with his second season under Musgrave. So let's give Carr this season coming up, and let's see what he could do with the offense. Hopefully Gruden will install some more stuff, some more creative stuff, that's going to really make the offense flourish. And, you know, but I think a lot of it is going to have to do with this year's draft. Again, we need players. We need big-time players, and we have the ammunition to get them. We just got to get the right ones in. So that's why, I'm glad Mayock is on board. But let's give Carr one more year, and then revisit it at the end of the year. That's it, man. Later.
Great stuff from him right there. Definitely appreciate hearing from you, NY Raider 88. And the end of the show today, Raider Joe in KC. He's calling to speak on Dwayne Haskins and if he would draft him or want to replace Derek Carr with him. He also wanted to bring up what he saw this past weekend from Khalil Mack, Amari Cooper, Michael Crabtree, Danico Autry, Trayvon Hester. Yeah, what do all those guys have in common? Yeah, you're right. They're all former Raiders. Great call right here from my man Raider Joe in KC to close things out.
Hey, what up, Q? It's your boy Raider Joe out here in KC. I just wanted to call in and kind of talk about that Dwayne Haskins move. Man, I'm not feeling it. Just to be 100, like, I like Haskins, but it was just a 1 year thing. I believe that he might be able to develop and, you know, be a decent quarterback. I'm not willing to make that move. I feel like Carr, like, he deserves another year. You know, I know we're saying this again this year, but, you know, you got to give him more time. He showed me enough to say, okay, you know, maybe one more year. And I would also feel more comfortable with picking from all the quarterbacks that are going to be coming out next year. I'm not trying to, you know, jump the gun and then, you know, just take Haskins because that's the one that's available. Next year we'll have a plethora of quarterbacks to choose from and we can get the one that we want if Carr ends up not being, you know, what we expect. So
yeah, that's my view on Dwayne Haskins. But I wanted to mention another thing as well. So over this past weekend, we had the wild card games. And I'm sitting back and I'm thinking like, huh. Okay, so we got Khalil Mack. He balled out in the game, made a lot of good tackles in the goal line in their game. He didn't get the last tackle on their fourth down, but he made three critical plays. If I go back and watch the game, you'll see he had like two back-to-back tackles, and then on third down, he made another play. He dropped in coverage or something like that and took away the first read, and then they got it on fourth down. But, like, those are, like, three crucial plays that he made. That's not really going to show up in the stat book so much, but if you really watch the game, you'll see that. Also, you know, Amari, 7 for 109. Cowboys get the dub. I see Crabtree. He got two touchdowns in that Baltimore game. DeMeco Autry had 9 sacks on the year with the Colts, and the Colts just won. Then Trayvon Hester comes out here, and he blocks the – he got the game-winning field goal block. For the Eagles, I'm like, man, every last one of these players were on the Raiders last year, man. It's crazy, you know, all the talent that, you know, we had, and we see other teams are able to utilize those players' talents, and it really shows us how bad our coaching was last year. Unfortunately, you know, I know the front office is behind some of those moves, not retaining those players, trading those players. So I'm just hoping going forward that, you know, we make the moves that are necessary to replace those assets that we previously had. I believe in Gruden. I like Mayock.
Good stuff right there, Raider Joe. Well thought out call right there. Really, really appreciated that. And that's crazy, man. All those former Raiders in the playoffs, huh? Well, yeah, that's just how it goes sometimes. That's how it goes. So shout out to Raider Joe. Shout out to NY Raider 88, Richard in Stockton, of course, Regan in Montana for all the calls in segment number 3. Definitely appreciate that. Appreciate all the feedback on the Locked On Raider podcast voicemail line, 707-654-4693. Coming up on Wednesday's edition, it ain't no crossover edition because, well, there's no team that the Raiders are playing. I wish there was, but there's not. But we got some more stuff in store. Got some more calls I haven't got to yet off that Locked On Raider podcast voicemail line. Plus, got a lot more stuff to talk about. It's the Raiders offseason, baby. It's how we get down. Until next episode, until Wednesday, as always, just win, baby.